Welcome everyone to our next, almost last, session in the touch series. Here we're working with all of those other extra emotions. So everything from guilt and shame and blame, all the way up to apathy, anxiety, jealousy, overwhelm. And as we enter that territory, know that these are emotions that are often different combinations of the other emotions, and they're often different for everybody to a different extent. Yeah, good morning, y'all. Yay. And as we dive into that territory, I'll invite you perhaps just to find a place where you can get comfy and cozy and settle on in for our time together today. Got it. Thank you all for the chat feature messages that you're sending to me, either to the group or to me privately. It's great. Yeah. Hey, beautiful. Now, as we settle on in, invitation to connect to the breath. Allowing the body mind perhaps to breathe however it feels called to in this moment. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in. To take in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that support below you. And if any part of that comfort, support feels pleasant, or the very least neutral, taking a moment to drink that in too. And as you drink that in, noticing what it is you like the most about it. And then the invitation is to savor that as well. Receiving this nourishment deeply. And thank you. Thank you for calling this work in, for receiving this work. Thank you for being you and being here and being alive. And thank you to all that's gone in to support that. Your families, your lineages, your ancestries. This world, this earth, this land, for sustaining us and nourishing it all. And a very deep thank you to those who have stewarded and caretaken this land for us. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And now I'll invite you to scan your body inside of you one more time, this time looking for something that's pleasant or at the very least neutral. And it might be an area of your body, or it might even just simply be a memory, a time in which you felt most like you, which life felt good. And as you land on that area of you or that memory of you, taking a moment to be with that mindfully, noticing what it's like to be with that. And as you slow down enough just to take that in, as you receive it and all that you like about it, noticing the impact. How does this feel inside of you? And as you savor this nourishment, know that it's always here, and you can touch back in on this, or rinse and repeat that exercise to find another thing at any time that you like during our time together or any time thereafter. And from this place, I'll invite you to connect to that breath again, if you perhaps have forgotten it, noticing how the body-mind wishes to breathe. And if anything else is calling you that's alive to mention for today's call, you're welcome to type that out into the chat feature. And we're actually starting off with an emotional release of shame, it looks like, from the similar to that area that we were working with last week in the sort of top of the lungs and heart, but on the back body. And underneath that shame, there's a fair amount of guilt anchored in there too. And I'm just seeing wave after wave of recrimination, times in which you beat yourself up afterwards for having done or said or been a certain way that you've judged harshly, perhaps, about you. And as that bit of self-doubt or criticism that's feeding that all is there, over top of it, it's just been layers upon layers of guilt and shame that have been there, it looks like, for a really old time, maybe to the point where you've even numbed out a little bit about it all. And it seems to be in orientation or a relationship to romantic relationships, partnerships, the persons or people that you're attracted to. And as we work within that territory in this realm, needing to simultaneously run a cellular repair as we release the emotions from the portion of the upper shoulders in that back body region, as well as that neck right around C7, right where governing vessel 14 hangs out, which governs all of our yang energy, all of our masculine energy. And as that comes off, I see it freeing up the back of the arms, freeing up the arms to take in, invite in, and act in healthy ways that support you in connection. And it's defined by that consciousness of healthy connection. And then from the left leg, on the side of the leg where that IT band runs, that bit of a connective tissue, or the tensor fascia lata, and we can debate that there's some differences between those two, but we're in the general governing area of that side leg that we could geek out with all the anatomy in all of its various names. And as we work with that area, there is a lot of tenderness going back a fair ways between 12 and 14 generations. Varies a little between the members of us all here. And down through specifically mum's side of the family lines. And then I just see this glimmer of sunshine coming in. And I see the women of your past, the healthy women of your past, and your ancestry lined up, standing tall in respect to not just one another, but tall being standing tall in respect to receiving respect from men and women alike. And as they stand tall here with all that strength in this left side leg, inviting in stability in connection, as well as the energy of new beginnings. Yeah, this gets to be different now. This gets to be different now. And with every bit of sunshine that pours in, it's just getting wider and wider. It's like a sunbeam that begins to not just impact the side of the leg, but it's now shining all the way through. From hip to foot, from outside of leg, almost right into the inside of the leg. There's just a little shadow on the inside. And there's a little bit of like, oh, can I enjoy this? Am I allowed to take this in? Or do I have to stand so rigidly to ask for respect that I actually don't enjoy it once I even get it? So I need to stand so rigidly when I ask for, fill in the blank, that I don't actually enjoy it when I get it. Am I standing in a way that creates rigidity and not being able to centrally enjoy when I get what it is I'm asking for? And for many of us, that pattern of not being able to enjoy what we've been asking for has come on from early childhood. And that shadow goes all the way up the inside of the leg, all the way through past genitals into the navel. And I just hear almost like a little bit of a defeatist voice go, but this is how I was born. I was born this way. And now I'm hearing Lady Gaga's song, Baby, I Was Born This Way. And as we work that all through, there's a little bit of Lady Gaga energy behind that now, which is very much about owning our brilliance, our beauty, in my projection of that all. And as we work with this, that area from the inside of the leg all the way up to the navel begins to lighten up just a little bit. That sort of shadowy begins to lighten, not quite sunshiny yet. That shadow is lessening. Yeah, and as we do this, it's releasing the need to prove, the need to prove. And with it, underlying that, apathy and fear alike. Interesting, yeah, that the need to prove was also coming from a place of apathy. Yeah, it carried a little bit of almost like stubborn, stagnant energy of, that's the way it is and it's not going to change. I was born this way. Yeah, so as we release that through this region of the body, it's also coming off of now the conception vessel meridian, the portion that runs between the perineum and the navel. And it's just releasing a little restriction in that sexual chakra region. Unwinding the connective tissue, if we want to think of it that way, and taking on any sort of like bumps and almost kinks in a garden hose. And as we unwind that through this region of the meridian, running the permissions, I come alive. I come alive again. Yeah, without the need to have to prove or efforts, everything begins to soften and there's sunshine again. Connecting that whole leg up to the navel. Beautiful. And we're doing an emotional release of sadness from lung 1 points that hang out right around here in that upper outer chest. And as that sadness comes off, opening up the entire expansion of the chest from lungs and heart alike, and beginning to get into the nooks and crannies of the spaces between the ribs, those intercostal muscles, which tend to carry a lot of protection energy. And we're actually bringing in the planetary energy of the sun, as well as the resource of the awareness of how the sun can clear out energy with ease, just as it did through the left leg. So bringing in that energy as well. And as I begin to just gently invite in softening, the invitation here is to breathe in a way that creates pulsation, vibration, and a gentle expansion through that rib cage, becoming perhaps even just a little bit more mindful. And then I'm noticing in particular where the ribs that attach onto that sternum, that chest bone, are, and the spaces between them as they articulate here. And things feeling just a little bit jammed up. From here, we need to release a series of memories around the theme of being bullied, feeling shamed, being shamed. No small thing. And we're bringing in that sun energy right into the heart, along with the energy of house number 5, and in astrology, the 5th house. And they think everything goes through those 12 phases that they call 12 houses. The 5th house is very much about pleasure, about play, about inner child, about creativity, about joy, about finding some lightness. So as we bring in the sun and the fifth house energy into the rib cage around the sternum here. Simultaneously running a cellular repair on the varying layers of connective tissue between the bones and the muscles. And I just hear the words, you can't get me. You can't get me. I'm untouchable. And in essence, it's carrying with it some blocked sensuality in that area of touch. And as we work with this layer of protection that started from when you were just little, it's likely been here for quite a long time, doing all its good work for a really good reason. I invite you to just let this part of your body know how old you are now. And just notice what happens as it receives that information. And if the protection energy is ready for a different role, for anyone who has that going on for them, and if it's not, that's cool. We're not here to force or push anything. And as that energy, if for those that are ready to have that be a different way, play a different role, the invitation is to invite that energy of protection to a little R&R, to a vacation. And giving it space to play, to frolic, to be light, to invite it to pleasure. And as we move from protection to pleasure, finding perhaps strength and power in our vulnerability, releasing anything else from that piece of protection as it lays down its governance. And the invitation, if it's a little shy to do so, is to let it just watch, let it hang out and see what it's like, and know that it can come back if it needs to, and if it doesn't need to, it can continue just to R&R. Letting it know that there's choice now, it gets to choose. And as we offer it the energy of choice, giving it agency, giving it the empowerment that it may have been searching for. And as it gets that, it may be more willing just to take a step back and R&R even more and rest even more. And notice how you hear this part of your body respond with, I don't have to work so hard anymore. I don't have to work so hard anymore. And then we're linking that into all things yin, through conception vessel 17 that hangs out right in the middle of that sternum. Linking it, almost I see it like a sunshine radiating its beams through to all those little areas, those nooks and crannies between the ribs. And as it does so, inviting in the energy of softness and protection alike. Almost a little bit of mama bear energy after the incident has subsided. And you get to just hang out in that place of protection and softness. Yeah, what if you got to have both? Protection via softness. Not often a concept we think of. And as we invite in soft protective energy, if any part of you is really loving that, you can even grab a pillow or a blanket and just place it there too and see what that does. And then we're working with the kidney meridian pathway that hangs out through this rib cage. And its tendency to sometimes want to shut things down or collapse things and curl it on in. Yeah. And as we work with that area, giving it actually, maybe counterintuitively, it may sound, giving it permission to do just that, to collapse, to not have to be strong, to not have to constantly hold itself up. Basically, giving it permission to R&R so it can find its internal strength and power again. And in that permission to collapse, I actually see counterintuitively, perhaps, a little bit more chi flow through the system, through that kidney meridian. Without the efforting, there's just effortless flow now happening. And as that trickles in, welcoming it breath by breath, running a cellular repair on this portion of the kidney meridian to support this. And then also running circulation of all the healing resources to continue to fuel it as it continues to expand into rest, and particularly also expanding into alignments. Yeah, and I see even more sun entering the body. And as we work with the circulation of all those healing resources, that's including blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, our gunk, our waste, our low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help out our nervous and immune system, and really the rest of our body for that matter, to heal. And then circulating yin and yang, that balance, and then hydration. Supporting the intake of water and joy, and releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here. It's all linking into house number six, working with being in practical service to our bodies and our minds. And as we work with that, bringing in the natural energy here of the small intestine, inviting in discernment and awareness, and particularly orienting to pleasure. To be discerning and aware of what feels good, what feels easeful in this body again. And if you take your attention to any part of the body that might actually feel kind of good and at ease, if it's not this one, invitation to show this part of your body, if it's not already feeling kind of good and at ease, what it's like to have that energy present. If it helps, you can just take your attention between those two areas, going back and forth, perhaps a handful of times. And as we do that, I'm going to actually connect the navel and all of its energy of centeredness through to this space around the heart and the kidneys, kidney meridians, pardon me. Beautiful. And as we work with that, inviting in now the energy of the navel's consciousness of connection. And connecting specifically the kidneys to the heart, this time at a hormonal level to the hormone of the heart, the ANP. I always stumble a little over the pronunciation, the atrial natriuretic peptide, and that hormone as it begins to settle here, linking it through to the rest of the endocrine system. And much like the heart can radiate to create harmony and to in turn settle the rest of the body mind, so too am I seeing, and I've never really seen it before like this. This is pretty cool. That happening at the level of the hormone through the ANP, providing harmony and settling to the rest of the endocrine system. And now that's linking very specifically into the pituitary glands, which helps to govern all the hormones, it too as a boss. But as we work with its role in helping to support the balance and the governance of all the endocrine glands here, and needing to run a cellular repair on it, restoring its cells back to full potential of health, as we run the permissions, it is safe to be nourished. It is safe to receive nourishment. It is safe to be nourished. It is safe to receive nourishment. And as we link that through to the pituitary gland, giving it the vitality that it needs to support hormonal balance, unhooking a bundle of belief systems that aren't yours, perhaps never were, from the pineal gland that hangs out just above that pituitary. And even though we point to them from very, very different locations, they're actually really right on top of one another in the body. And as we work with that pineal gland, unhooking the belief system specifically of I'm too much to handle, along with I'm my own worst enemy. And in essence, cleaning out now another layer of simply the energy of sabotage, much like we can release anger or grief, releasing bioenergetically a fairly big chunk of sabotaging energy through the pineal glands. Yeah, it's defined by the consciousness of disruption. And as we link it into the crown chakra, inviting in the sun one more time to connect via the crown chakra to support the blossoming of the lotus flower that hangs out here. And as that opens up, supporting transcending of all that stuff in the pineal glands. And then this is kind of fun. I actually see this flower blossoming, and it's gone beyond that of a lotus flower. It just keeps flickering between all different types of flowers. And then the stem of the flower goes all the way down the spinal column. Yeah, and bringing in the essence of the wood elements for its support in springing to life again. Yeah, and as things come alive, as they spring to life again through the spine. Releasing from the very base of the spine, the tailbone. Some old stagnant blocked energy, I see it as a kind of a dark shadow, black, and it's tilted to the right if you were looking at it in from your own body. And as we work with that, working with the belief system of I'm not allowed to bloom or express myself, express my femininity particularly, and that restriction or that feeling like that has to be reined in or limited in some way comes from the essence of the desire to fit in and be perceived in a just so way that garners respect. Yeah. And as we release that need to fit in any way, opening up the natural expression of your inherent beauty, of your feminine nature. I just see the tailbone come back to midline. It's still got some black shadowy stuff going on. Running a cellular repair here. And this is actually on an emotional frequency. And there's actually a fair amount of energy here around a few different emotions. The first is sadness. The second is anxiety. And the fear of making the wrong choice, specifically within that anxiety. And underlying that is just overwhelm. And the overwhelm is really what's keeping it all in place. So as we release that from here, creating a new foundation for you to blossom forth from, I see the entire flower through the spine, all the way up to the crown of the head, just shift a little bit to the right. Yeah. And as this energy blossoms even more, Linking it into house number 6 one more time. This time for its role in not just discernment and awareness, but intellect, bringing in this energy of new life into your brain, into your head brain, to support healthy thoughts, healthy cognition. And it's linking into very specifically the breath cycle. Now, most of us have a tendency to overbreathe in our society. So the invitation here is to notice, not just when you're in this place of R&R for you, but when you're out and about, how lightly can I breathe? Can I take out even just 2% of extra effort here? Can I shift my breath from my mouth to my nose? Can I take a little pause, perhaps at a moment or two, just to rest in the breath and be held by it? And that's homework that's open for you to play with as much or as little as you like. And if you're curious as to why that efficacy is so powerful when we shift our breath even just a little bit into a lighter way of breathing, there's great books out there. Patrick McEwen, The Breathing Cure. James Nestor wrote a book called Breath. Okay. As we support this expansion project into lightness via the breath, it's as if the rest of the body will be able to take a cue from that and support lightness throughout that entire region, from the ribcage, that sternum, all the way up, in fact, to the skull bones themselves. Very specifically, it's where that skull joins the spine and the sphenoid bone. And then last but not least, there's still just a little bit of shadow at the tailbone. And there's a little energy here around, I don't have quite the right words, but almost like feeling jilted, feeling like someone's done you wrong in some way, shape, or form. Maybe a bit of disappointment energy with that as well for some of you. And as we release that through the tailbone here, running lymphatic circulation through the entire coccyx and all the vertebrae where they get fused. There's a few there. And as they release this toxin, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, we also need to unwind some connective tissue on the very sides of the tailbone, inviting in stability. And then I just see that go right to the very midline of the tailbone, working with the energy of trust. And here running the permissions, I trust my stability. I can trust my stability. And then linking sphenoid to coccyx, all defined by the capacity, or pardon me, the invitation to increase the capacity for clarity, specifically through all five senses and being able to clearly take in sensuality that nourishes, sensuality that is our yin, the sensuality that gives rise to awareness that supports ease in our life, into the earth element to create change in a healthy way that invites in even more peace and even more nourishment, creating a bit of an upward cycle here. And then we're severing a bundle of belief systems from the tops of the outer shoulders. And I see them almost like curled in, rotated in and down. And we're actually just unhooking all those times when those seeming other people told you that you can't do that. That's not for you. Particularly because of perhaps your gender. And even if it wasn't spoken directly, that sort of unspoken energy of like, I don't know about that. And as that comes off of the shoulders, releasing those voices and handing them back to those that came before. Linking once again into house number five, house of lightness, of play, of pleasure, of creativity, of inner child. And I just see that energy as it comes off of the shoulders, almost like a cape, being able to invite in that fifth house energy of play, of lightness, all the way down through the back body. And as it moves its way down the back body, linking into house number 12, house of releasing, letting go, surrendering, allowing. I see it almost like a V coming through the shoulders, through the V of the back body, and then just washing down in continual Vs all the way until it hits the tailbone. And then at the tailbone, I see that V turn into the word victory. And I believe we played this before, but if it calls to you, you're welcome to, as I see it, moving that V through that victorious posture and that expression of the V all the way through the arms. And you're welcome to just see what it's like to open up into this receptive posture, which is an invitation, to take in even more of your victoriousness. The energy of victory. And I just see that continuing. You're welcome to keep your arms there for as long as you like. See that continuing through to the solar plexus chakra now and feeding it, giving it confidence and empowerment. Yeah, beautiful. And as the energy enlivens the solar plexus chakra, linking it up to the heart. And the heart's actually that much easier. This whole chest area, for that matter, is that much easier to be just a little bit lighter. Yeah, as we release now the need to numb out from fear, from the nerves, particularly that feed the diaphragm, the phrenic nerve is the fancy name. And as that comes off of there, creating more space in the diaphragm to move. This nerve allows for even more expansion through the diaphragm, which I see in this case is acting almost like a little pump or a go-between between the solar plexus chakra on the inhale and then the heart chakra on the exhale. And it's just pumping energy with every breath. And the lighter, the slower the breath, the more energy there is to move through. With the diaphragm acting in like a kind of way, it doesn't allow for as much expansion and as much opportunity for that connection between the chakras. So inviting in that lightness of breath, perhaps in this moment, just for even a few breaths, if that's available, to support this connection between the solar plexus chakra and the heart. Between empowerment and harmony. And it's defined all by, I don't love the wording, of the right use of power, whatever right means for your perspective. And the reason I don't love that wording, I must admit, is because it invites in the energy of, well, if there's right, there's wrong. I see why it was that way. And then it's linking into now the essence of forgiveness, which hangs out right around the heart chakra region. And I believe I have already told you this quote that I'm madly in love with right now. Forgiveness is the handshake. Forgiveness is the handshake after the game of right and wrong has been played. Yeah. And with that, everything softens even more through the solar plexus to heart connection. And as we tap this parting invitation to breathe with lightness, and just noticing if the lightness, as you open and soften this body even just a little bit more in that breath, can support deepness. Beautiful. Just giving that another few light breaths if that calls to you. Okay, loves. Writing down to that tailbone region again. And here we're working with governing vessel 1 point, the beginning acupuncture point of that meridian that runs up the midline of the back body. That is our primary masculine meridian. And here we're working to stabilize the nervous system, to regulate the nervous system, specifically to expand, I'm going to use a geeky word, the window of tolerance, which refers to polyvagal theory, in essence, opening up our capacity to have more of our life lived from a place of calmness, of curiosity, of connection, of ease. And as we support that through this governing vessel meridian, there's just a little bit of sort of heaviness that's dragging everything down from allowing that to expand. And it looks like it's pretty close to the very base, the tip of that tailbone. And also through to the anus itself. And that sphincter that opens and closes the anus. So we need to do an emotional release here of anxiety. Specifically the type of fear that leads us to freeze, to hold still. And that's helping to keep things appear like everything's fine. You know, when we are in the mode of just covering things up and going, no, I'm fine, when we're really not. It's got that energy of storing all those, like, no, I'm fine, and this is how we're going to proceed. And just everyone carry on. We're going to ignore everything else that's actually not that fine at all, and just move forward. Yeah, and this at times can be helpful, but at times it can actually create even excessive numbing and coping that allows us to not actually see what needs to be seen, feel what needs to be felt, and observe what needs to be here to heal. So as we release this old frozen energy, it's relating somewhat to the theme of last session, that fear of being punished, specifically in the form of being spanked. Whether that was with a hand or anything else. And as we release the fear of punishment, you may not even have ever been spanked, it might have just been the threat of it, releasing all the energy of being threatened with physical violence when you were just little. From ages 0 through actually 10. Yeah. And as we release that old energy of violence through here, and that fear of punishments with it, yeah, it opens up the capacity to move. Yeah. And as we invite in movement energy, feel free to even just give your hips a little wiggle wobble. Just teeny tiny, doesn't have to be big. Although if it feels good, you can begin to make those movements just ever so slightly bigger. And if that happens to go through the spine, feel free to let the spine wiggle wobble too. Shake, shimmy. Invitation to just invite in any energy in any small way to move through hips, And then it might even be just simply by moving your feet side to side, which creates some rocking in the hips automatically for most of us. Yeah, and as that ripples through, depending upon what you're sitting on, I suppose, or laying on, as that ripples through, taking stock or note of what can move here and how does this feel? And any part that feels good, feel free to take a moment to savor that and receive that nourishment. And then we're bringing in, I hope we all have our senses of humors, we're bringing in the energy of Shakira and the energy of like, these hips don't lie, these hips don't lie. And for anyone who's had some experience with belly dancing, you can even do a little belly dance shake shimmy if you like there. And as we, or even if you haven't had experience, you just want to play with that energy, feel free. So as we work with getting some movement here, some playful energy, some lightness in here again, enjoying all the yummy parts that feel delightful and taking that in, receiving it like the fine nourishment that it is. And I see that allowing that energy to move through that governing vessel meridian now, that chi to flow, and supporting releasing of any blockages through that meridian that may have been frozen in place with that fear. And again, it's supporting the capacity to act in ways that are healthy, that are supportive for you. Particularly as it relates to opportunities for connection. Whether that be personal, professional, all of the above, anywhere in between. And that's linking into one more time, house 12, house of the old ways peeling back to reveal our who it is we really are, the truth of us. Our authenticity gets to be here now as we release, let go, and allow for that to simply be known. And as we do that, running the permissions through your spine of here I am. I see like a really big cloud separating and allowing for the light of the sun again. It's here yet again through the crown, all the way down the spine, through the tailbone. Radiating through this very core of yours. And now the sun can go through not just the left leg, but the entire left body. And then the right brain is lit up, the left brain is lit up. The right leg and hip is starting. And just running the permissions of, I know what to do here. That sun begins to creep in through the right abdomen. I know which way to go. I know what to do here. Through the base of the right diaphragm. Even into the bottom of the gallbladder and the liver. Yeah, I know what to do, and I get to come alive now. I get to come alive now. And that sun begins to go all the way even into the right chest. Right arm, right neck, right shoulder, right back body. And as it moves into those territories, releasing any sense of, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve to feel good. I don't deserve to heal. I have to earn these things. And as we release that mindset, that habit pattern that's been here, going back a fair ways, 9 generations. Through dad's side of the family lines. And as we support the masculine in taking up pleasure of ease, that it's allowed to feel good, releasing any need to have to be extra stoic or gritty or protect itself in pain, and instead allowing the vulnerability of softness to be protective for it as well. And then I just see the entire right side of the body grieve. Yeah, and it's releasing all of that energy around having to have held itself in a way that seemed stoic for so long, and the loss that came with not being able to enjoy itself. And as it does so, releasing, it almost looks like a wall on the entire right side that was blocking out connection from the feminine, the things that nourish, the things that feel good to us. Yeah. And that's now linking into the myelin sheath of all the nerves on the side of the body that coat the nerves that store habit patterns to give it an invitation to receive a new way of being. That the masculine also gets to be soft and open and protected alike. And it doesn't have to do it in a way that's overly rigid. And we're increasing circulation of all those basic healing resources that I mentioned earlier to that right side of the body, along with running a defrag. And now linking feminine and masculine, left body and right body together via pancreas reflex point to support integration, as well as the feeling of getting to be held by the universe, and as that filters through. Pulsates through, vibrates through to the masculine and the feminine, to the yin and the yang. I see all of the different touch receptors become interconnected, and it looks almost like the way that I envision that tree roots that run underneath the ground connect to each other and communicate, or the way that fungi have a very intricate communication network underneath the ground. It's like underground communication. It's deep, deep, rich connection and communication. Grounding into the energy of whatever your word may be, to source, to creator, to spirit, to God, to love and light, to the divine, to the universe. And as that connection comes alive through the different receptors of touch, I begin to see the entire community, if you want to think of it that way, of the receptors of touch, beginning to act as one. They're coming into wholeness, into oneness, into not-two-ness. There's a lack of separation here as they release a little fear around being disconnected, around feeling alone, around feeling isolated. And as we release that all, loneliness and isolation alike, from your receptors of touch, inviting in even more touch, and releasing some grief from them around perhaps having, especially in the last while, not as much touch available to them. And inviting in all those times, all those sources of experiences in which you've had really healthy touch come through you. And helping them to remember what it is to feel alive and be connected in that way again. All defined by the essence again of sensuality. Yeah, it gets to feel good now. It gets to feel good now. And as we tap this part in, invitation to stay with perhaps a lighter breath, noticing even beyond that, though, how the body-mind wishes to breathe in this moment. And then from the area of the heart, that sternum where we began, doing general consciousness, big four, peeling back the layers of who it is we are not one more time, releasing that to individuation along with all five senses. Another phrasing of that that might be relatable, might not be, depends on where we are with some of those religious belief systems. Is my will is thy will. My will is thy will. All defined by the essence of acceptance, hands. Celebration. And tapping that out here. Invitation to again connect to that breath. My will is thy will. And as soon as I said that, for whatever reason, I had the image of a baby being born. And it was already kind of had its head out, but it couldn't get past the shoulders. And the rest of the baby just slipped on out. So there might be some rebirthing energy here. Or a sense of new beginnings. Okay. Going now to the very front of the hip bones, the anterior superior iliac spine, or the headlights of your hips, the ASISs. And just connecting the minor chakras of your hips into the major chakra of your base, of your root chakra. And I just hear rhythmic drum beats of celebration as these hips get to celebrate, perhaps inviting them into a little bit more movement in this moment, if that feels all right for you. Giving them the opportunity to dance in any way that feels celebratory. And as it does so, grounding them into pleasure, orienting them even more deeply as they root. Into pleasure, into joy, into lightness. And with that, I see that blossom of the flower become, the stalk becomes even more sturdy and rooted. And leaves begin to unfold off of the stalk throughout the varying different spinal nerves. There's like a little leaf that blossoms out through all the nerves that come off of the back body as this entire nervous system gets a bit of a regeneration along with regulation and expansion of that window of tolerance. Yeah, beautiful. And as we do that, supporting the compassion centers that hang out right in that front of the chest here. To soften even just a little bit more. They don't have to pop up an effort to hold. They just get to be here. And if you soften them enough, you may even begin to feel them all the way through to your back body as we've released a fair amount of guilt from there. And as that compassion moves through you, centering your heart from finding ease and being with suffering, compassion translate literally to being with suffering. Yeah, from that place of, again, lightness, of simplicity, of easefulness, of gracefulness. Invitation to breathe in any way that the body mind feels called to, perhaps noticing if that might be in a lighter way than usual today. Yeah, just like that. And as you settle here, we are into that end of session portion. Invitation to land into that resource that you found at the beginning, or to hang out right where you are if this feels really yummy. And as we're here, I have a little song. I think I might have even played it before, but it feels like the right song for the moments. Yeah, and the song is called Eastern Sun. I won't say it right. The artist's name is Ayla, Ayla, Nerio, Nereo. And the album is called Hollow Bone. Hollow Bone. Thank you so much, all. It was a joy, as it always is, to get to hang out with y'all, with this loving presence of this group. So very yummy. Mwah. Kisses to everybody. Thank you so much for calling in this medicine, this work. And thank you for being alive and being here with us all to experience it. Mwah, mwah, mwah. All the kisses today. I wish you a wonderful week, and I look forward to seeing what comes up as we integrate this all. And I'll just close this out with a little Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Okay, bye for all now.